Good afternoon, Janelle.
Hello.
It is so good to talk to you. And I think what I will do is start with a very special announcement that likely you know about and you are so proud of. And that is Chicago is the bed buggiest city in the country. Aren't we proud?
Ugh, the heebie-jeebies. Yikes.
Well, the thing I like about you and Rose Exterminating is that you look at, yes, getting rid of the reason why people call in the first place, but understanding this is a quality of life issue and can really be psychologically really depressing to people that have a problem that is ongoing that they cannot deal with themselves. It's either beyond them or they've tried to do it and they've not been successful. But imagine being, you know, not being able to go to sleep at night thinking I am going to be bitten up all night. And you might be.
Yeah, it's very, very mental. And honestly, though, it's everybody's got their own threshold for one thing. But this kind of spans beyond certain types of pests like bed bugs. You know, sometimes you could have an apartment in a big building with some unkempt neighbors, and that's out of your control, too. So it really plays a lot on the mind. And that's why, you know, since 1860, we're not just selling pest solutions. We're selling peace of mind. And we provide solutions for that peace of mind. I mean, I've been through bed bug situations myself. And I'm not embarrassed to say that because it can happen to anybody, you know, but it's important to know that people are out there to really help you in more than one way.
Well, sure. It can happen to anybody. So today I am going to take the bus, the Chicago Public Transportation System, which we'll talk about later in the show, but I'm going to take the bus back home. And it is conceivable, or if I go out to dinner tonight, it is conceivable just by sitting down at whatever restaurant I'm at or on the bus or anywhere, movie theater, anywhere, I can get just one bed bug, but that's enough to start a whole population, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, the difference between bed bugs and all the other pests that we deal with, because, you know, cockroaches is kind of another thing that'll play on a lot of people's minds. It's frustrating when it's out of your hands, out of your control, and these things breed so rapidly. But with bed bugs, you know, it could be a coat check room at a fancy hotel dining area.
Right.
It could be anywhere. And like, it really, I think the best and first defense for anybody listening is educate yourself. Know what you're looking for. Know what they look like. I mean, you know, we've all heard that nursery rhyme before bed, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. Well, guess what? Most people don't even know what they look like. So I want to, you know, put this resource out there. If you go to rosepestcontrol.com, we have dozens of pages of facts and info and FAQs that you can review on your own time to just educate yourself on what is happening and what's out there. Because once you have that education, you'll be guarded and armed, and you'll be able to prevent something, hopefully, a little bit more diligently.
And I know you also have videos on your website as well. So a couple of texts in here with my next question, and that is, all right, even if you win the battle, can you win the war against bed bugs?
That's a great question. I mean, this is a global issue. And because travel has become so much easier, you know, every single year that technology advances, that's why they're spreading. That's why they're happening. The more movement and the more concentration of populations, the more susceptible we are to them. And that's the nature of the beast. But bed bugs, I was about to say that the difference between bed bugs and roaches and a lot of other things is that these things are parasitic insects. They only eat blood of mammals. Exactly. And, you know, roaches, you leave a pizza box out, they're going to go after garbage, just like rodents would, right? But bed bugs are a totally different ball game. They're attacking people in their most private place, trying to sleep when you're totally not guarded, right? And that's what plays on people's minds. But all the over-the-counter products that are out there are not actually formulated to get rid of these things. In fact, they often spread the problem worse, and you know, over the years, we've learned a lot with heat treatments and cryo treatments and all this. And the bottom line is there's no silver bullet, folks. There's always an evolution happening. And the more products these insects are exposed to, the more resistant they become to them.
But if I have a contract with a company such as yours to deal with the problem until the problem goes away, will the problem go away before I go away as a human being?
Yes, absolutely. The thing is that hiring a professional basically gives you all the tools in the toolbox, right? I mean, no two situations are alike. We see hundreds of bed bug cases throughout the year. Some are mild, some are huge infestations. It's all over the gamut. But the key factor is we are on the forefront of the up-and-coming information. We just had a ton of staff go down to Purdue. It's like the bug capital school of the U.S. We do all of our good CEUs there, but they're coming out with some things that are pretty impressive in terms of technology. And when you hire a professional, they have access to those things that you're not going to be able to find in a big box store.
Well, in fact, I want to ask you about some of that technology and at least one question about little flies. And we will get to those questions and more when we talk again with Janelle Iacino, Marketing Director of Rose Exterminating, here on WGN. Janelle, do me a favor. Never exterminate me.
You got it.
Steve Dale on WGN. It's 119. We're talking about, at the moment, bed bugs. Janelle Iacino, Marketing Director of Rose Exterminating. All right, several text questions here about more or less the same thing, Janelle, and that is safety of products, not only for bed bugs, but for other things that you use, a concern by some texters, people who have pets. So can you comment on that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's been a lot in the media and in newspapers about, you know, rodenticides, all the poison you can buy on the shelves for rats and mice. In the winter, this time of year, that's inevitably what we deal with the most is, you know, stuff trying to get out of the elements and seek shelter indoors. And, you know, you might think, oh, it's just one mouse or whatever, and you do what grandpa or dad taught you to do and go get this at the store or set some traps. But like I was saying about the bed bugs, these things have been used for generations. You know, all these baits out there, if your grandpa used it, that means these things are probably immune to it, you know? So, and of course, the factor of having pets and kids in the house, too, it's another reason why when you hire a professional, we are trained and educated to use devices that are tamper-resistant when you have certain pets, or maybe you like watching the birds in your backyard and you don't want anything to happen to birds, but you don't want mice in your house. We handle that balance, and that's the beauty of hiring a professional. We understand the balance between humans and nature. We got to live in harmony, right?
Well, you know what? You bring up an incredibly important point. So I'm walking our little dog down the street. We live in Lakeview, and this guy was putting gasoline down rat holes. All right. And then he was lighting them on fire, and the idea is to kill the rats. And I questioned him about the environmental friendliness of all that. And he was leaving out rat bait all over. And here's what I know. A rat who dies of rat poisoning will come back to where the other rats live. They will all smell what he died of. And they actually are smart enough to know, well, I'm not going to eat that stuff. That's one thing. Yep. And the other thing is rat bait all over the city is also killing squirrels, never mind a concern for a variety of other animals, including cats and dogs.
Right, and owls. I was just on the news with my friends from the Humane Indiana Wildlife Society, and they had brought their ambassador, Barn Owl, who arrived at their facility because it had been affected by rodent bait. So, and just it last summer, I think in Lincoln Park, right by the Peggy Notabart, they had a family of owls affected by rodenticide too, because people don't think about the big picture, right? What's eating the mice? What's eating the rats? We have tons of wildlife in this food chain, and a lot of horrible things are happening because people, you know, you might look up on YouTube how to get rid of this or that, and you know, you'll see some wacky stuff out there, but it's so dangerous, and a lot of things that are, you know, that people don't think about are getting affected. It's horrible.
I agree, but I believe some of the companies, not you, and not the more responsible companies for sure. In fact, you do the opposite and educate all of us as, okay, there's a right way and a safe way to do these things, you know? And I think that's incredibly important. Deborah, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question for the Bug Lady?
All right. Hello, Bug Lady.
Hi.
I have, it doesn't matter what room it is, they look like little tiny houseflies. I bet they aren't even a quarter of an inch. They're black. They look like little bitty tiny houseflies. I have no idea where they're coming from. What? And it's, I mean, they were here in December. It got cold, and now I have tiny houseflies.
Did you by chance bring any plants indoors after the season? Or
no.
Do you have house plants?
No.
Okay.
I have no house plants.
And tell me about your sinks. Do you have a garbage disposal in your kitchen sink?
No. No garbage disposal.
Okay.
Just regular, baths and a kitchen,
Okay, and is there a room that's like specifically concentrated? You said they're all over, but where do they seem to be coming? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, they're either some kind of fungus gnat or some kind of fruit fly of some sort. It's either going to be, regardless, it's after organic matter. Flies typically thrive on organic matter. It's just an issue of what it is. Are you able to take a picture of one by chance?
I could send it to, well, I'm not home at the moment, so, but I...
That's okay. I wonder if, I can provide our email address and you can send me a picture and I can help you get to the bottom of it.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be great. It's so bizarre. Little, tiny, like I said, they look like houseflies, but they can be houseflies. They're
Janelle,
well,
Janelle, give the email address.
Yeah, contact us at rosepestcontrol.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Deborah, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. A question via text from Rockford. With the warmer weather, we're having box elder and skink. Skink. I didn't mean to say that. Stink bugs. Skinks are actually lizards. They're probably not having those. Stink bugs coming in. What do we do?
Yeah, that's so typical because we keep having these like odd sunny warm days, right? And it's usually the south and west sides of the house that get the most sunlight when it is out in the sky. And what's happening is they're kind of waking up these things that are in hibernation. All those bugs, box elder bugs, Asian beetles, stink bugs, and cluster flies even, which I'm kind of wondering if that's what the caller had too, so we'll take a look at that. But they're all considered overwintering pests. And after crops come down in the fall, they kind of get displaced, and they fly to the nearest structure, and they'll climb up underneath your siding. They get in your eaves and your attic, and they go into something similar to bears going into hibernation, but it's called diapause. And it's just their biological cue to just shut down, go a little. They're on trickle mode, basically. And when the sun hits those sides of the house where they're hiding, it wakes them up. They think it's spring, and they're like, yeah, let's get outside. So that's what's going on all winter long. My best suggestion for that is before crops come down, so at some point in the summer at least, get your house treated on the outside because that's going to put an invisible barrier or a shield, if you will, around the whole outside, which will prevent these things from getting into nooks and crannies in the first place.
Several people say those little flies are probably drain flies or sewer flies.
Or
some people say they are gnats, but she'll take a picture and you will help her out. So you mentioned the word that we cannot say on the radio, but I'm about to say it anyway. No matter what the Federal Communications Commission says, are you ready? I am going to say cockroaches. So I know. And you know what? If you live in apartment buildings, even condo buildings, you know, so we live in a nice enough condo building. I'll tell a personal story. This was 25 or more years ago. And these people are long gone. I think I could tell the story. And suddenly we were seeing some roaches, you know, and we thought, what's going on, you know? So we had a company come out. I don't remember who it was, but they came out and they found tons of roaches in one particular unit. And then everybody has them. And the people who owned the unit, who are long gone at that time, said, and they were both doctors, one was a surgeon, and said, well, we're from New York City. We're used to them. We expect them. So when we had them, we would thought that's fine. What? These are doctors saying that. So can you get rid of roaches?
Of course you can. But that brings me back to what I said earlier. Everybody's got their own threshold for what they'll live with, what they'll deal with. You know, I've talked to people, you know, at home shows. We're doing a lot of home shows this time of year. And some people have moved up here from Florida, and they're just used to seeing flying cockroaches. So when they see ones that don't fly, it's like, meh, no big deal. But it's like, if I see one of those in my house, I'm going to freak out, you know what I mean? So it's everybody's got their own threshold. And that's something we definitely take to heart with every customer that we visit, because no two situations are the same ever.
Well,
but cockroaches are definitely easier to get rid of than bed bugs. But again, it really depends on, you know, the diligence of the customer, and are they doing their part to keep things clean and report sightings and whatnot. So yeah, it's a partnership.
All right. Give us once again the website for Rose Exterminating.
Yeah. RosePestControl.com.
RosePestControl.com. Janelle Iacino. We just didn't have enough time to answer everyone's questions at all. So we'll have you back on at some point.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Janelle.